The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 18th of June. In your Squeeze today, the search continues in Byron Bay for a missing Belgian backpacker. The former president of Egypt dies during his espionage trial. Auctions are up and spotting a deep fake. This is your Squeeze today. Theo Hayez is an 18-year-old Belgian backpacker. He was last seen leaving a nightclub in Byron Bay on the 31st of May. He wasn't reported missing until the 6th of June. That's when he failed to check out of his hostel where he was staying. His belongings, including his passport, were all found untouched in his room. Claire, it's not often you hear this, but police have literally said, and this is a quote, that they are baffled.
It's something that they can't quite really reconcile because he was spotted a couple of times on cameras from the street, and then they've had some pings from his phone out near Cape Byron, but they haven't been able to find him. And they've had extensive searches from land, air and water involving police and volunteers and abseilers and helicopters and drones, and they've really put a lot of effort into it. We're now into the second week of that search.
Yeah, he was in Australia for 8 months doing the normal backpacking route. This was his last stop before he headed home, where he was going to start uni. His father has since arrived in Australia and faced the media yesterday. He's begging for Facebook to give police more access to Theo's WhatsApp account.
Theo was known to be using WhatsApp on the evening that he went missing, and they're really looking for as much detail as they possibly can for any missing clues. But WhatsApp has said that they're going to work with authorities. They can't hand over, though, those encrypted messages because that can only be deciphered by the sender and the recipient. But they're certainly working with them, and it seems that they're looking really just to try and get the last little bit of information that they possibly can to try and track him down.
The reason I said Facebook is because they do own WhatsApp. To Sudan, and former President Omar al-Bashir has appeared in public for the first time since he was overthrown in a coup in April. What's the significance of his appearance?
Critics thought that he was being kept in luxury, that there was some sort of cozy deal, but no, it seems that he is in a fairly notorious jail where he had previously sent his enemies, and he's now facing charges of corruption and money laundering, which are fairly serious. Insiders, though, say that he's going to be kept safe from extradition to The Hague for accusations of genocide and war crimes from his role in the really bloody and awful conflict in Darfur, which was in the early 2000s. And it looks like al-Bashir's former military enforcer, a guy called General Mohamed Hamdan, is going to be the next ruler. And it's certainly not a good situation over there.
And in Egypt, former President Mohamed Morsi has died after fainting during his espionage trial. He has been in custody since mass protests saw him and his Muslim Brotherhood kicked out of power in 2013. He was 67 years old. The chief executive of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, has said the company made a mistake in its handling of a safety feature in its 737 MAX jets. Two separate crashes involving those aircraft killed 346 people, Claire.
Yeah, he said that the company's communications with customers, with the airlines and with regulators weren't consistent, and that's really undermined trust in the brand. And yeah, they've got a way to climb their way back after those crashes, and also to update that fleet of planes so that they're safe.
And in a sign there's a little more confidence in our housing market, the amount of homes sold at auction over the weekend was up in our capital cities.
Yeah, a big turn around because those auctions, which are really seen as a sign of health of the property market, have been flagging quite a bit in recent times. And Sydney had its best clearance rate in 2 years. Melbourne had a pretty good weekend. Adelaide and Canberra also had more properties go to auctions than this time last year. Fewer, though, in Brisbane and Perth. And really interesting, I thought Tassie had no auctions on the weekend, not one single auction in the whole state.
Oh, maybe they were doing something fun. Anything more stressful than an auction?
If you're a property hound, they're good fun. But
that's true. If you're not bidding, they're great.
Yeah, just go and have a glass of wine in Tassie instead.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a deep fake is a fake video or audio recording that looks and sounds just like the real thing. I certainly didn't know what this was until I read a couple of these articles in the Squiz Today email.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, it's been kicking around more prominently on the internet in the last week or so. And the example of Mark Zuckerberg, there was a clip circulating on Facebook of him saying, the more you express yourself, the more we own you. And it was a deep fake video.
Can we spot deep fake videos? Is there any way to pick them?
Look, there's a good article that I've linked in the Squiz Today email this morning, and it's a good toe in the water to really sort of look at it and understand it. But the point probably is more forensically, yeah, you can pick it, but all of a sudden this sort of information can really get out there and people can think that people have said something when they actually haven't, and that could be quite dangerous, particularly to democracies and during elections and all sorts of things. Yeah. So it's a really interesting one.
Yeah, definitely. An American fashion designer and socialite, Gloria Vanderbilt, has died aged 95. Tell us about Gloria.
It really is the end of an era. Gloria Vanderbilt was a very rich little girl when her father died. He was the heir to a railway fortune, and she went on to get her hands on her trust fund. She married a lot of times, but she found her own commercial success as a designer in the 1980s. It was very hard to go around without seeing a pair of Gloria Vanderbilt's jeans. Later in life, she also was an artist and a poet and a writer. And for a younger sort of generation, I guess, she's better known as CNN journalist Anderson Cooper's mother. The very prominent American family. And yeah, she died. She was 95 years old. So pretty good innings.
I'll hear about that today. And I actually wondered about this yesterday. Mel B of the Spice Girls does have a tendency to just blurt things out. So in the interest of expectation management, it looks like the Spice Girls tour down under is still a maybe.
And look, you did pick it. I thought I was the more cynical between the two of us, but it turns out I was on board, but no, you picked it. And yeah, it seems like she may have jumped the gun. She says she hasn't got the other girls on board yet.
It's a strategy to get them to sign on, I think.
Well, as you do say, it seems that Mel B does have a bit of a habit of jumping the gun on a whole lot of things. So yes, maybe they'll come, maybe they won't. Well, no doubt find out.
We will find out. Each day, the Squiz Today email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got today?
So I've gone for Tina Turner. I don't think had a Tina Turner since we've been doing the Squiz. What you get is what you see.
Yeah.
And that, of course, goes to the spotting of deep fakes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hopefully we can spot some.
Give it a go.
That's the goal. Yep. Give it a go. That's all from us. You can follow The Squiz on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.